You are listening to County National Bank on the radio, making a difference in Lenawee.
Welcome back to the CNB Community Corner, where we share relevant financial information about your financial world. I'm Steve Kuiper, your friendly neighborhood branch manager, and we have a special guest again, just like last episode, Amber Kohler. Amber, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Steve.
We're going to talk today. Let's focus on how that affects businesses. What are we seeing when it comes to business scams?
Businesses have the greatest risk, right? They have the more money to lose, the more money at stake. A lot of business scams that we're seeing have to do with the urgency of maybe sending a wire or sending a vendor payment or maybe a new vendor setup or changes within your payroll structure with your employees. We see a lot of businesses that are not necessarily, they're not being compromised themselves within like an account takeover type situation, but maybe they're trusted vendors that they feel that they've been doing business with, or maybe their employees, the communications that they feel that they're getting from their employees are not necessarily coming from those types of individuals. So they're more or less email type scams. So your email's been hacked, or maybe somebody's trying to spoof the email and they're sending the communications that way to business customers in general, not just locally.
A business used to kind of have to only worry about protecting their IT infrastructure or maybe their physical building security to make sure that their information was protected. But now you just mentioned that these are attacks that are coming from somebody that's outside. So what's spoofing?
So spoofing would be, I'm Amber Kohler. I work for, prime example, County National Bank. I send email communications, my HR, my accounting department, you know, for various reasons. And maybe I also have an outside email address that sometimes I have to communicate my employer with. And so what we're seeing is Amber Kohler sends an email to HR and says, hey, HR, I would like to change my payroll. You know, I've recently moved and banking with a new financial institution. If you could change my direct deposit to ABC Bank and have that set up effective immediately, greatly appreciate it. They take that email and they say, it's Amber. We know she maybe recently moved or maybe she's changing financial institutions for banking needs. We'll go ahead and we'll make that, you know, payroll change. And then come to find out my email was compromised. Somebody spoofed me. And you see that within your Yahoo, your Googles, your, you know, Hotmail addresses where people, you know, they hack into emails just as easily as they hack into your Facebook and your messengers, right? So it's one of those very common things. And unfortunately, everybody just goes through emotions. Everybody's busy. You know, companies are busy. They feel everything's on the up and up and they make the payroll change. And then come Friday when I'm expecting to get my payroll, I'm like, gosh, you know, how come I didn't get paid today? Right. I reach out to my HR department. I go, well, you sent us a communication saying for us to change your direct deposit. It's like, oh, my goodness. No, I did not. And so we see things happening like that. And it's just going through the emotions of, you know, everybody's so trusting in these days. You know, you think it's never going to happen to you. It's never going to happen to our business or our company. And unfortunately, we see a lot of it. And what we try to educate our customers and our business customers is have internal procedures, have internal practices where if your staff is, you know, requesting payroll changes or changes in deductions or whatever, have something official, have a form that they need to fill out, pick up the phone and call the individual. Sometimes picking up the phone is your best protection to everything. Everybody wants to go, they're busy, you know, they have work to do. So a quick text, a quick email and everything, and a phone call can really save the world in a sense.
So we talked about IT. Everybody kind of knows about IT. You just mentioned HR. Before the show, we were talking about two different ways that businesses will pay a vendor, a merchant. So somebody that they're buying a product from or something like that.
So a lot of the wire scams that we're seeing, big corporation, you have hundreds of vendors across the United States. So you have vendors that can sign up for your products and services via, you know, a website, however you're selling your products and services. We've seen, unfortunately, some scams to where the business receives in a new vendor. Maybe it's only a few $100 transactions. Maybe they have thresholds in which they do vendor due diligence. Vendor due diligence may not have necessarily been taken place to where they vetted out this vendor. The product was shipped. And so then payment was received. And so the fraudster sends a check to say, you know, Amber Kohler. And I received this check and I'm like, oh my goodness, they've overpaid me by a few thousand dollars. vendor then reaches out and says, you know, our accounting department made a mistake. We've overpaid you by $3,000. Would you be able to wire us those funds back? You know, unfortunately, no problem. We will definitely do that. You know, you overpaid us. We're not owed this money. Then they create a wire transfer and they send $3,000 back to this vendor who overpaid them. We'll come to find out that check is not a valid check. Ends up being a fraudulent check. Not only are they out the money that they just deposited from that check, but now they're out actually the wire transfer, which is guaranteed funds. In most cases, there's no recourse in getting back a wire transfer. You know, so they've now just lost an additional $3,000 on top of that. A lot of times it's just basically you have to realize who this vendor is. What are they sending you? What are you sending them? Just the urgency of these funds coming in and coming out and how those transactions are actually transpiring.
Let's take three steps. Okay, what are three things that a business owner who is listening right now can take to protect themselves against these types of scams?
Foremost, you need to have some sort of internal procedure. As far as when you're doing business with a new relationship, and maybe if you are a bigger business where you're doing relationships, you know, across state lines, across the United States, you know, you can look them up on different state websites as far as Better Business Bureau. You can do research amongst lots of Google searches. You know, there are various things that you can do to research these vendors to see what type of business. Do they have any bad markings within the organizations that you're transpiring with? And then a lot of times it's just picking up the phone, making cold calls. A lot of people don't do a lot of cold calls anymore. You know, introducing yourself. Thank you for, you know, reaching out to our company. You know, we're happy to have you as a vendor. Can you tell me a little bit about, you know, what are your services and what are your needs? And then I think most importantly, just taking a step back and just evaluating the situations and evaluating the types of transactions that they're requesting from you and that you're requesting from them.
All right. So let's bring this down to the nuts and bolts. Give me an example. How have we as a bank, and especially in your role, how have we identified a scam and then helped prevent that? And I would like our business owners to be listening, not just, oh, hey, the bank is going to stop this for us. I want you as the business owners to hear, this is what I need to look for.
So we have had business customers across the board in different ranges of the industries and everything. But I think one that kind of sticks out the most is we had a business and they had submitted a request for a wire transfer. The wire transfer was a you know, substantial amount of money like most wires are. They provided us the information that they received from what they thought was their customer. And because they provided us that additional information, we were really able to like take a good look at it. Nothing's automated. We are very hands-on with every wire application that touches our desk. The staff are reviewing that documentation. So they're reviewing our customer's history. Is this a known relationship? Fortunately for this customer, they provided us the email communications that they received. One of the ladies within the department was reviewing this information, and she actually picked up on just a few small discrepancies within the communication that just didn't seem correct. There were a few spelling errors. The endings of the email communication were your kind regards. We look forward to your prompt response. And these are types of things that you don't necessarily see in your everyday type of transactions. She had noticed that the phone number to the organization that the wire was going to didn't actually match the city and state. And she thought that was kind of odd. So she did a little bit of her own Google researches and everything, and I found that that wasn't a phone number that actually belonged to that company. Now, this customer had done business with this particular individual before, but they also didn't pick up on a few discrepancies like the phone number changed or things of that nature. And so that was really a blessing in disguise. Our customer was very fortunate. We're really here to try to help take the time and dissect some of this stuff to better protect our customers and our community.
Amber, thank you again so much for joining us. I want to have you on the show again. What really goes on at the back end? So we're going to have you on again. This has been the CNB Community Corner. I'm Steve Kuiper, your friendly neighborhood branch manager. Brad Taphouse is our sound engineer. And our special guest today was Amber Kohler. Amber, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Appreciate it.
Serving Lenawee and Hudson, Adrian, and Tecumseh, County National Bank is banking that stays in the community. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.